So motivation's a big thing if you wanna grow in your life. And I've recently in the last 6 months or a year been inspired by motivation. And it's probably been a year. I started following some people. I just stumbled on some things and it's changed my mindset, and I made the decision that I was going to become a more motivated person and chase some of my dreams, some of my goals. And honestly, it probably started for me about 3 years ago. I was in a job. I don't know if it's a dead end job, but it was just a job. It just wasn't satisfying to me. And I just finished school. I'd gone back to college and I'd finished that. And things just weren't working out the way I wanted it to. And I had a good job and this good pay, for what I was doing, but it just wasn't satisfying me. And I had this idea and something came up. I saw an opportunity to join the motorcycle business, in sales. I had no idea how to sell. And, I talked about it with my parents and some friends and like and my mother even, she was just like, you don't know how to sell anything. I'm like, I know, but I'm really passionate about motorcycles and I'll figure it out. There's never been anything that I've tried to take on that I couldn't figure out. Because I'm very motivated about the things that I'm passionate about. And this just was one of those things. At least I was hoping it was going to work that way. So I applied for the job. I put my resume in. I had an interview and I was kind of psyched about it. And they took me on. Fortunately, I got that opportunity, having no idea how to do what it was I was getting ready to do. And I excelled at it, fortunately. But I was really into it, And I think that was really the beginning for a new step in my life. And I didn't know it at the time, but here recently, 6 months ago, maybe a year ago, I stumbled onto some motivational speakers, not your normal, are you a doer or don'ter kind of crap, but just people who have are self-made. And I don't know if now is the appropriate time to mention whose people are, but it doesn't matter. So I've started making some shifts. Doing this podcast, I've got some other things going. I'm not entirely sure where my goal is, but it's to grow out of where I am. And I think the move I made 3 years ago to get the motorcycle business put me in a place where it put me there with all the tools I need. I had all the resources to make the next step, but I didn't really realize it. So I kind of just stalled for 2 years or so. And then this dawned on me, and now I'm making some strides. And I've got some great ideas and I'm trying to pursue these. And so this is about motivation and the motivation of others and how it affects you. And some of these motivational speakers that I follow, I mean, they say, there's just this, the motivation of the people around you will affect your motivation and what you do with your life. And lately, I've got these ideas. I've got some compadres, some friends, and people in my life that share some of these dreams with me, and I just don't think they have the same vision. I mean, they agree the vision is right. They agree that these are the things that you're gonna have to do to achieve this vision. And I'm like, do it with me. And they're like, yeah, let's do it. And then I, the day comes along and it's like, I've planned it out. This is how I'm gonna do it. We start right now. Let's do it. And they're like, nah, I don't know, I got something else to do, or check with me later. And it's like, man, I thought you shared my dream there. I'm doing all the heavy lifting here. I'm doing the figuring out how to do it and what I need to do it, and how we're gonna get there. And all I need you to do is just to participate with me a little bit and help me get there. And I will take you with me, and all the work's on me. I just need a little assistance here and there. And sometimes they just can't be bothered. They're not as passionate about it. I don't think they've realized this motivation. And some of these compadres have shared in the motivational resources that I have, and they're just not bought in, and yada yada yada. But I feel that that has had an effect on me, and it's at times has caused me to share their sentiment. It's rubbed off on me. It's cancerous. I hate to put it that way, but I mean it is. There's no hard feelings for my compadres. If they're comfortable in the life that they're in, and they have no motivation, that's fine. I don't care. But it really does have an effect on you. And I don't know if some of these speakers I'm referring to, they say you got to cut this stuff out of your life. I don't know. I don't know if that's true, but like you damn sure better recognize it and not let it affect you. And I've come to realize that I'm trying to take some of these people with me on my journey, and maybe they don't really feel about the same way that I do. And fuck it, I can't let them stop me. And that's something that I've just come to terms with today, I think. And that's what today's topic is the motivation of those people around you, your inner circle, the people you keep around you, your confidants, your compadres. If they're not as motivated as you, it can bring you down and hinder what you're trying to do. And I recognize that now, and I can't let that stop me from doing what I want to do. So they're in, they're out, whatever, it's like, maybe they'll realize the errors of their ways, and when I reach the goals that I'm after, maybe they'll know it, and it's a shit, maybe I should have, or maybe I'll bring them, I don't know, but I'm noticing that, and it's like, just this motivation. It's like the level of motivation that some of these speakers I'm referring to. You've got time. This one guy, he's like, you work your 9 to 5. When you get off, you have dinner, you come home, you kiss your kids, and then you go to your other job, and that's your 9 to 2 at night. And if there's something you want and you're motivated to get it, you're gonna figure out how to find the time. I got the friend, I got the compadre that's like, well, I'm doing this or whatever, like I got this stuff going on. And I'm like, dude, you're a walking, talking movie fucking library. Like you've spent so much of your life doing nothing that you can literally refer to these things on command, and I'm asking you for a little help, and we could make something out of this. Like, I ain't got time. I got something. Fuck, make time, dude. Like, why wait? Let's start fucking now. You've put off life forever doing useless shit. Move some stuff in your life to the side right now that's trivial, that can be done tomorrow. Make time for this now. Let's do this together. We're in this for the long haul. And, it's frustrating because you want this level of motivation for everybody around you. You want them to share in that and, like, let's all get there together. You got to stay motivated. Right. I just checked my phone. Some of these people, my podcast recording apparatus here is, you can do it remote, you can ask your friends to join you. You can do these things. You don't all have to be in the same place. And I hit up, I don't know, 3 or 4 different people in my inner circle here, and I said, doing this thing, I'd like to get some other people's takes on this. And two of them are watching movies, one's cleaning their bedroom, and nobody had 10 minutes, but I made the time. I could be watching TV right now. But I'm hustling. Motivation.